the daughter of both a past president and a current presidential candidate, was the keynote speaker at this year's World Food Prize Borlaug Dialogues. Chelsea Clinton, the vice chair of the Clinton Foundation, discussed the importance of encouraging and supporting women in agriculture, especially in developing countries.
We know that if smallholder female farmers in sub-Saharan Africa had access to the same quality seed and fertilizer, but equally important, access to the same levels of capital at the same interest rates as their male colleagues did, sub-Saharan Africa could feed itself. That is in all of our interests, and we're trying to do our part to help solve that challenge. We also think it's equally important that women farmers aren't only participants, but also leaders through the Clinton Development Initiative, but also more broadly. Our lead farmers, in cooperation with field officers and government extension workers, are at the heart of our agronomic training. They act as peer mentors to new farmers who join the training. They host and own and maintain active demonstration plots so that farmers can visit their plots to see if they're interested in joining our program. They're really the leaders in helping to educate others on the climate smart agriculture policies.
In this country, the challenge is getting more women involved in scientific careers, which are sorely needed for increasing food production. And Clinton participated in a panel discussion about STEM education, where she talked about the problem of girls losing interest in science at a young age.
We now have research that has demonstrated, sadly, that starting in middle school, teachers, both male and female teachers, start calling on girls less in math and science classes. And one of the reasons that's so corrosive is because of what also starts to happen around that age. If you ask young girls in kindergarten, first and second and third grade, when, oh, by the way, girls perform at least as well, if not better, on math and science tests than boys, girls will say with equal measure to boys, sometimes even at higher rates, they want to be scientists, astronauts, engineers. They also are more likely to want to have leadership positions. All of that starts to shift in fourth and fifth grade. They're no longer as interested in being astronauts and scientists. And that is so tragic for all of us because we're squandering that potential to solve the challenges we're talking about here, but any challenge at such an early age.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.